This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
There's a conference coming up on issues facing children in Charlottesville, and it was designed and put together and will be hosted by students of the University of Virginia School of Architecture who've been studying this very issue. John Balachek and Megan Bucknam join me live in studio. I hope I pronounced those names correctly.
Close enough.
Bucknam. And Balachek.
Balachek.
Gosh, I'm sorry, John. Balachek. Okay. Students in the Graduate School of Urban Architecture, is that right?
It's the University of Virginia School of Architecture, and we're in the Urban and Environmental Planning Department.
I got it. Okay. So give us a, John, give me a John Balachek 101. Where are you from and how you ended up in graduate school at UVA?
Well, my name is John Balachek. I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia, and I really am interested in planning and everything planning has to do with, specifically bicycle and pedestrian planning. And community development is a really key part in engaging a community to do that. And so that's how I got here. And,
yeah.
and this children issue kind of, it's important to focus on children first in community development because they're who your community ends up with. And so that's how we got the idea for this conference.
Interesting. Megan, where are you from?
I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I went to James Madison University for undergrad studying geography and political science. And I wanted to combine those two, and I discovered what urban planning is and decided that I wanted to study it. And I've been focusing on food systems planning. So how can we plan cities and towns to make sure that everyone within that town has access to fresh, healthy, safe food?
Yeah.
And through looking at food, you really look at vulnerable populations. So populations that can't necessarily get their food for themselves. And one of those populations is children. And so that kind of really made me interested in this conference. And
now, were you all part of the same group that did that study last year, the year before, about foodways in Charlottesville and sort of tracked where we actually get our food?
Yeah. And actually, next Tuesday, April 28th, at the Public Library downtown, that same class is a recurring class. And at 2 o'clock, they'll be presenting the new research that we've done.
Oh, the updating the whole thing.
Updating. So Tuesday, 2 o'clock at the Public Library downtown.
Good deal. Now, this conference that we're talking about today is on April 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And before we go any further, give us the details of the conference, and then we'll talk about what you're going to do there.
Perfect.
But it's April 27th. Where and when?
It's at the School of Architecture at UVA, which is Campbell Hall. And it's specifically in room 153. And there'll be students there leading the way if you come. And it starts at 8:30. We'll have refreshments, coffee, bagels, danishes.
April 27th, what day is that?
It's next Monday.
Okay, that's right. And yeah. People can use that new parking garage.
Exactly, on Colbert Lane.
Yeah, good mm-hmm. deal. So, John, what is the conference? What are you exploring here?
So our conference focuses on three things, sort of the built environment and health and exercise of children, education, and housing. So we have three different groups in our class, and each of them are focusing on those. And those are all critical building blocks for the success of children. And if you have a deficiency in any of those, you can see that come up in the overall well-being of children.
Yeah.
So
you're looking at housing, education, and health at this conference at UVA on April 27th,
mm-hmm.
and specifically how all of that relates to children in Charlottesville. So anybody having anything to do with children in Charlottesville, whether you're a parent or you're with the city or the schools, or a teacher or a nurse or anything like that, there's going to be something here for you.
But really it's for everyone, not just people that have direct contact with children, because not to be cliche, but children are our future. So if you have a future stake in this community, you would be concerned about the future workforce that's, you know, growing
sure.
up, the future education of the people that may be teaching your children you may have much later down the road. So it's really inclusive of everyone within the community.
We're talking with John Balachek and Megan Bucknam. They are members of the Graduate School at the University of Virginia School of Architecture, and they've helped to organize a conference coming up April 27th, Monday, at Campbell Hall. the University of Virginia to explore the life of children here in Charlottesville with a focus on their health, housing, and education. John, I'm curious, after your team has done this research and you're going to present it on the 27th, I'm curious how Charlottesville sort of stacks up in comparison to, say, other cities of a similar size or a similar demographic makeup.
Yeah. So Charlottesville does pretty well, and we have a lot of resources for children. There's a lot of groups that that focus on children, nonprofits and other groups, and those include the Charlottesville Albemarle Commission on Children and Families, United Way Smart Beginnings, the Partnership for Children, and you know, many other groups too. We can't list them all, but and we also have the university here and a lot of work that students do. So
there's a lot of other small cities out there that don't really have the benefit of a university being in your backyard and all of these services. And of course, I think of Madison House, which is, you know, thousands of university students like yourselves out in the community making a difference.
Yeah, that's sure. But we're not great, and we'll talk about that in the conference. I mean, we have a fifth of our children are growing up in poverty. And, you know, housing prices are a big issue for a lot of people and can't afford to live in Charlottesville. So focusing on the region, too, is important.
Yeah, so, yeah. Interesting.
And we have all that existing conditions data for health housing at the conference.
All the very latest numbers and the information. You've packaged it all and made it very user-friendly. Mm-hmm. So, Megan, what are you hoping people will, you know, at the end of the day, what are you hoping the takeaway is from this? What are you hoping that people will perhaps learn the most or walk away with?
Right. Well, I think there's a few takeaways that people can receive from coming to the conference. First, like John was saying, kind of a nice package of statistics, and not only statistics, but kind of an overview of what are we doing to overcome some of the challenges that may be introduced in some of the statistics. So for the health group, where, you know, we talk about food specifically in part of our research, and we talk about the different initiatives that Charlottesville is doing. So that's a way to communicate to the community of projects that are going on and resources for people that may need that project.
So you look at what's working.
Right.
But you also look at perhaps maybe some missed opportunities that are still out there.
Exactly. And that's probably the best takeaway, because not only are we going to provide some of our, you know, very naive solutions that, or recommendations rather, that we've come up with, but we're going to try to open it up to have a community dialogue. So people can really walk away with new connections that they made with people, a way to share their ideas, and a list of resources and people that they can, you know, contact later to share some of those
Good
ideas.
Deal. John, anything else come to mind as far as the event on the 27th?
Yeah, sure. Well, what I'm going to focus on is the built environment, and specifically Charlottesville's children and those that walk and bike to school. And Charlottesville has a lot of cool things going on with that. There's Safe Routes to School programs, and there's a group in town, Alliance for Community Choice and Transportation. They've been really crucial in making these Safe Routes to School plans that encourage kids to walk and bike to school.
Now, if you could wave a magic wand, you've been studying this stuff for years. You look at Charlottesville. If you could wave a magic wand and make anything happen when it comes to the built environment for children, what would you change? What would you either get rid of, or what would you add to improve that and make it such that people look at Charlottesville and go, wow, look what they did in Charlottesville?
Well, I would really make it super easy and safe to walk everywhere. And if we're talking about children walking to school, if you look at a map of Charlottesville in every elementary school, the first thing you do in a Safe Routes to School plan is you put a 2-mile buffer around every school, and that's virtually the whole city. But only about 5% of our children walk to school. And you know, you could theoretically have everybody walk and bike to school, but people just don't feel safe, and you know, parents are in a rush, and so there's a lot of you know, things that we could do with sidewalks and that infrastructure, and making it all mesh together so people would feel comfortable getting to school that way, and the exercise benefits from that are clear and have been proven.
Yeah, and I think, what is it now? The latest numbers are 1 in 4 children are obese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll actually discuss in detail Charlottesville's obesity rates within the health group's presentation, and how we can try to lower those numbers, because they're pretty high.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. John Balachek and Megan Bucknam, they are co-hosts among with other students at the University of Virginia's School of Architecture, hosting an event on April 27th, a conference to explore making Charlottesville a world-class city for children, looking at health, housing, and education in the city of Charlottesville and how it relates to children here in our community. That event is at Campbell Hall at the University of Virginia on April 27th. And what are the times again?
8:30 to about 11:45 or noon.
So Monday morning, April 27th. Mm-hmm. Be there, be square.
And we'll have some food, too, so yes. Free come
food.
On down.
There you go. Free food. Thank you both for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.